Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Everybody, this is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. It's another Monday. Happy, happy, happy. Hope everybody's having a good one. Barb, that's the first time you've ever played a song that did not have lyrics. I almost didn't know what to do with myself on that one. Okay, so we have got a very, very interesting show today. I'm really excited about this subject because I think it's going to tie up this six-week series on money just in an amazingly cool way. So we are going to be launching into the topic of prosperity and polarity. Very, very interesting correlations between being polaritudinally correct and prosperous. Pretty cool. So you got a question? Hopefully... let me qualify this thing before I give out the phone number. Hopefully we're going to get to phone calls today. We got so much information that I need to give all of you. So anyway, but call anyway, and we'll see if we can get you on. 877-230-3062 is the number. Hey to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. I just think that's so cool that we're doing that whole high def satellite thing. And if there is a topic that you would like me to cover on the show, I would love to hear from you. This entire series was listener inspired, and this show specifically was inspired by the one and only Barb Perry, my illustrious producer and music guru. So go ahead and send me an email. You can do that through my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Or you can get onto my Facebook fan page and send me a little message there. And the way to do that is getting on my website, michellemorgan.org, and there's a Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page. You can just click on that little puppy, and it'll take you straight in. That being said, my Facebook family, you guys are so cool. Thank you so much for all the support that I get from you and the conversations that we have in between shows. Would love for you, if you get a chance, to jump on the review page of that Facebook fan page and write a review on the show, because I want people to know what's going on here and how much fun we're having every single week. In fact, we're going to do our usual little dance here. We're going to do the Cosmic Critter in a second. And then I'm actually going to revisit last week's subject, the tithing subject, because on my Facebook fan page, got a couple of great questions that, not coincidentally, not only reference tithing, but also the subject today, the polarity issue. So everything's tied in. It's pretty fun. So let's go ahead and do the critter thing, shall we?
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals.
Today's critter. This is fascinating to me because, okay, let's talk for a quick second about where we are on the wheel of the year. We are coming to the winter solstice, which is the 20th. Is it, Barbie, do you know what specific day it is? It's anywhere between the 20th and 22nd. I'm not sure exactly the day. I'm not being a very good witch these days. I'm not a very good witch. Because I'm not keeping tabs on that stuff as clearly as I used to. Anyway, the winter solstice is, of course, the longest night of the year. And then we turn into the light time of the year. The wheel shifts and we start bringing the sunshine back. So I find this kind of interesting that this critter would show up kind of on the eve of that transition. Robin showed up today. And here's what Robin means. It's time to let go of anything in your life that's outmoded and stagnant and plant the seeds for the new by setting your goals and intentions for the coming year. That is so crazy appropriate because on the solstice, it's really powerful and magical to do a solstice list. And I will actually be talking about that as we get closer to that time frame. Another meaning of Robin, let go of your attachment to drama and allow as much joy and laughter into your life as you possibly can. Your spiritual path is steady and slow with challenges along the way, yet it inevitably leads you to you achieving your spiritual ideals. You have a beautiful song inside you, so do whatever it takes to share it with the world. Expect new growth in a number of areas in your life. Wow, I know a lot of people are going to be really happy about that message. Expect new growth in a number of areas in your life. And finally, make a wish, be patient, and watch how it comes true. Oh, how sweet is that? Ah, just got a message from somebody. Thank you. Solstice is on the 21st this year. Very cool. So that was a great little message for what's coming up. Robin, and you know, probably that's going to be a little bit easy to see. I know there's a lot of birds in my backyard. I don't know if I've seen a robin lately, but I'll keep my eyes peeled this week. So I do want to talk for a little bit about the tithing issue since we covered that in last show. And like I said in the last show, that's a topic that raises a ton of questions. It's very, very complex and a very emotional decision, tithing is. So here was a question that I got on my Facebook. I am a total giver and sharer in everything. Clothes, books, food, money, hospitality. Does that count? Will there be a return for all that? Well, of course. Of course that counts. As does anything that you do from the heart and from a place of service. And what's interesting, how that correlates with the whole polarity issue today, is that when you're in your core, which we'll be talking about here after the next break, when you're in your core and you're coming from true polarity, you are in a place of service. That's your automatic default position, in fact, is that you are serving the world with your core energy. So your return for that kind of giving, for, you know, giving clothes and books, et cetera, is a, first of all, it's a feeling of doing the right thing and of helping others. And, you know, the interesting thing is this idea of unselfishly giving and doing things in the world without benefit of anything in return is really not completely possible for the human being because we are selfish by nature, which is not a bad thing. It just means that we are having an experience where we have to identify ourselves and relate to everything that's going on around us at all times. So it's really impossible for the human psyche to be completely unselfish. Okay. So that being said, the motive for feeling good about yourself, the motive for feeling like you're actually making a difference in the world and feeling good about yourself because of that is brilliant. It's a brilliant reason to do things. But you have to make sure that you are truly coming from a place of service on that. How that relates to tithing, however, I want you to remember this, that tithing for spiritual prosperity and protection has a very specific formula. 10% of your gross income given freely and impersonally, meaning without expecting a return from where you're giving it. So in other words, you're giving your income, 10% of that gross income, freely and impersonally to the organization or individual from whom you receive your truest spiritual help and inspiration. Don't have an expectation of getting anything from the organization or the person. Expect to get everything back from God. And the whole point of tithing, the entire point of tithing, is it's this ultimate physical act of faith. So that's that question. And then, Barb, you had taken a question from somebody that said, how do you tell God? And I'm not sure if I know exactly what that person was going for in this, but I'm going to assume it was like, you know, how do you tell God that you're tithing, right? How do you let God know you're doing it? Yeah, well, God knows everything. God's always watching, and if you have it, the reason that you're going to tithe, the bottom line reason you're going to tithe is to strengthen your intimate connection with God, to strengthen that faith and that trust in God as your source. So believe me, God's going to know because you're in relationship with him at that point, and it's a work in progress. But here's the thing. God doesn't need you to tithe. You need to tithe in order to strengthen your faith. It's that act of giving away that material resource, trusting that God is going to provide for you. Tithing is a deliberate act of faith in God as your supply. Now, here's the third question, and this one is such a great segue into our topic today. My husband is the breadwinner, and I am the money manager. He doesn't understand or subscribe to tithing. How would I go about tithing, as I do believe in it, and fend off the question, where did that money go? Seems to be a common question in my life as I grow more spiritually, and he stays where he has always been. I have, talked to so many people over the years that have this kind of predicament. So from a polarity standpoint, the highest and best possible polarity in a relationship is the masculine handles the finances. Okay. The feminine can maybe make more money. She can absolutely be the breadwinner, in fact. But for the sake of right polarity, true polarity, because the masculine's hardwired to be the provider and protector, right polarity, the masculine's going to handle the finances. He's going to pay the bills, take care of things. Okay. That's the providing and protecting thing. That issue alone is the single hardest one for couples to wrap their brains around, because the vast majority of people that I've ever counseled have it reversed. Have the woman is the one that's doing the money management, which is one of the reasons why they've got polarity issues in their relationship. Women have trust issues. They don't want to turn over the reins. Men feel burdened by responsibility. Don't want to have to do it. Those are both reverse polarity issues. Okay. So that being said, if you are the money manager and your partner doesn't believe in tithing, doesn't agree with it, whatever, you can begin by tithing 10% of the money that you would use for your own personal use. Even if that's, you know, you're getting your hair cut and the haircut is $50, tithe $5, literally. Do it deliberately. That's the point. You got to do it with focus and purpose and deliberation. And then you want to do some specific prayer work that you both are guided in your relationship to truer polarity, and that your husband or your partner is guided to a truer connection with God. But start with just tithing from the money that you would spend on your personal things. Or if you get, you know, if you're the money manager and your husband's a breadwinner, but you get, you know, I hate to use the word allowance because that sounds so odd, but a lot of people have that system set up in their marriage, then you tithe 10% from your money and start there. And it's powerful. However you start, it's powerful. But go back to last week's show. It's up in the archives. You can get to it on my website, michellemorgan.org, on the radio show page. You can click right on the show and listen to it right there. If you need to have a little refresher, it takes a little while for the tithing thing to make sense. I guarantee you it takes a little while, but it's really powerful. So we are going to go to a short break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into prosperity and polarity. How do those two relate? This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Just sat. dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Everybody, this is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. If you've just tuned in, today we are talking about prosperity and polarity. How do those two things correlate? So here's a refresher. Polarity is the energetic dynamic between masculine and feminine that is natural, instinctual, and hardwired in the human psyche. We both have masculine and feminine energy in us, every single one of us. But at your core, you're either one or the other. Now, polarity is not gender specific, but for the sake of simplicity, I do speak to the cultural majority. That would be masculine core men and feminine core women. The qualities of polarity are hardwired in the human psyche. Unfortunately, our programming or learned patterns will most often override our hardwiring, especially when it comes to our way of being in the world. And modern cultural programming is almost completely counterintuitive to the truth of polarity in its natural state. So I'm going to be talking archetypes here, which is the symbolic language of the psyche. This is the way this stuff is wired in us. A man, or the masculine, is hardwired to be the hero. He is purpose, presence, strength, and direction. He's the provider and the protector. A woman, or the feminine, is hardwired to be the queen. She's love, light, emotion, and support. She's symbolically the weather. She's everywhere at once. And she's the nurturer and the muse. Those are irrefutable energies, yin-yang energies, that are hardwired into every human. So here's a review on prosperity consciousness, and then we'll talk about how these two relate. Prosperity consciousness, first of all, requires understanding and true belief in the law of attraction. That cause and effect, you know, put your energy out there and you're going to receive tenfold what you're putting out. Having belief systems that support being wealthy. You've heard me talk for a year now about belief systems. And having true trust in God as the masculine provider protector. So the term prosperity means the condition of being successful or thriving, particularly economic well-being. Wealth indicates abundant supply. Therefore, true wealth is a condition of success in all areas of your life. All areas meaning peace of mind, harmonious relationships, physical and mental health, and financial plenty. So, how does being in right polarity, being in your core energy, affect prosperity? If you're not in your core, you are in a state of fear. You're in the shadow nature, and therefore you can't be open and receptive to God's blessings. When you are in your core, you're expressing your divine nature, which guarantees that you'll be successful and thrive in all areas. So that's point one, probably the simplest point. Point two, when you're in your core, you are most clearly utilizing the energy of God, which is the energy of good. So you are the most clearly plugged in to that law of attraction, which is the base physical law for manifesting anything. And prosperity requires working the laws of manifestation. And point three, understanding and relating to God from that polarity standpoint guarantees a level of intimacy with God. Now that sets you up deliberately for successful prosperity consciousness, because in order to be truly prosperous, you have to understand that God is the source of your supply, not people, not jobs, not experiences, but God. Money is channeled through those other things, but God is the source. So I want to talk for a minute about the polarity of God, working with God as that ultimate masculine protector and provider. How does that look specifically in the realm of prosperity? Feminine core beings, or women, you get to work with God as the ultimate hero. You get to trust him to prosper you. You get to trust him to pay your bills, to be your sugar daddy in the best possible way, to protect you from lack or the fear of lack, to handle your financial affairs and provide for all your needs and desires. In the realm of polarity, in order for the feminine to truly shine, to truly show her light into the world, the feminine needs to feel safe and cared for. That's a fact. God needs you to shine his light into the world. So believe me when I tell you, he's more than happy to make sure you're completely taken care of as a feminine being. The feminine gets to become the goddess. We've talked about this a lot in the polarity stuff, by owning the divine feminine magic. And I mean that word literally, the divine feminine magic of invitation and inspiration. Means you get to draw to you whatever your heart desires through the energetic laws of the universe. That's that law of attraction. Women, guess what? We have a corner on the market of the law of attraction from that energetic standpoint. So that's how we can work with God from that feminine place. Men, masculine core beings, you get to work with God as your truest king, your most trusted advisor, your most honored and respected leader. God's going to guide you purposefully to make the most powerful decisions, to face and conquer any fears or resistance you might come up against about wealth and prosperity, and to take the most appropriate right action to manifest everything you could ever need or want on the material plane. Here's the thing. Guys, you've been hardwired to be protector and provider. So if you're wealthy, if you are prosperous yourself, you will be equipped to do even more right in the world, thus expressing the truth of God through you. So believe me when I tell you, God has a vested interest in your prosperity. He has a vested interest in making sure that the hero is taken care of so he can be heroic. And man, you can work with the goddess energy as your muse, which will make you even more inspired to own the hero in yourself and even more inspired to create that solid foundation of wealth, success, and stability. Nothing inspires true masculine faster or more cleanly than true feminine. How about that? And nothing ensures true feminine faster and more cleanly than heroic masculine. Isn't that fascinating? I wonder if that's a coincidence. You probably can't see my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. All right, so how do the specific qualities of polarity equate to prosperity? We're going to talk specifics here. All right, I'm going to break down the qualities of both the masculine and the feminine like I did in the shows way back on February 1st and 8th, because it's fascinating to me. One of my favorite qualities that I have is that I see patterns. That's part of that psychic thing. And I'm always completely fascinated by the patterns, the literal web of how things come together and work together. Even seemingly unrelated things from the outset have these extraordinary threads that weave this bigger picture. And so these qualities of masculine and feminine are astonishingly connected to prosperity, consciousness, and manifesting wealth. So I want to talk first, and again, I gotta do a little qualification thing here, because a lot of you have been longtime listeners, which I love all of you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And some of you are new listeners. So for the benefit of the new ones, this polarity stuff is pretty darn complicated. And in order to talk about it, I have to simplify it a little bit, which can make it sometimes a little bit challenging to assimilate. What I said earlier about the fact that our modern programming, what we're taught in this world about masculine and feminine, through years of feminism and equality and all this other great stuff, the shadow side of all of that is that the modern day programming is completely counterintuitive to the truth of instinctual polarity. So I want to talk specifically about how the masculine processes first. Not that this is the only way they process. This is the way the masculine processes first. This is the default process. They process intellectually and physically. Okay? So being in your core as a man means you'll be open and available to the best ideas and to the perfect actions to take in regard to prosperity. What we talked about over the last 5 weeks, very specific actions to take to create prosperity. There's that whole three-step process of manifestation, right? You got to clean things up, release things. You have to connect to what you want. You have to visualize, pray, do all that great stuff. You have to be in a place of receiving. There's so much to this. Well, from the masculine perspective, you can take those ideas, you can take those steps, and you can see the logic in them. You can see that working with God around your supply is, in fact, an extraordinarily logical thing when you understand God, and then you'll be absolutely motivated and able to take right action if you're in your masculine. Feminine processes emotionally and spiritually first. See that great yin-yang right there? Masculine is physical and intellectual. Feminine is emotional and spiritual. Wow, that's an amazing combination. Yes, women, you do process intellectually and physically too. You do, absolutely. But your first default position is going to be emotional and spiritual. That's your gift. That's where your power lies. So being in your core as a woman means you'll be open and receptive to the feeling of being prosperous. And let me tell you, that's probably, no kidding, the most powerful piece of the law of attraction puzzle. You got to feel like you've received before you receive. Otherwise, you ain't going to be able to receive it. Bottom line. So being in your core means you'll be open and receptive to the feeling of being prosperous and to those spiritual techniques and the literal magic necessary to manifest prosperity. Because, yes, there are step-by-step things to do, physical actions to take, and these great ideas, but you also have to just finally have faith. And faith is a magical thing. And the feminine corners the market on that. Doesn't mean men can't have faith. They absolutely can. But they're going to experience it differently. And they're going to go after it differently. And that's the blessing. Hello. The differences are the blessing, you guys. They're not a curse. And that's another myth in our modern culture, that we all need to be the same. And that's where we have gotten ourselves into big time trouble over the years. Sameness. So, I want to talk about these specific aspects of the masculine and how to apply them to prosperity. Purpose. Number one, important gig for the man, purpose. So when you find something beyond yourself to champion, something that you truly believe in, and then you dedicate yourself unwaveringly to it, that connects you with your passion, your courage, and your leadership abilities. Okay. And from that place, you'll be more focused more detail-oriented, and at the same time, more visionary in your goal setting. All crucial elements for any successful endeavor, particularly manifesting prosperity. Because especially in this world right now, with the economy the way it is and everybody freaking out about money all the time, you have to be able to really hold the vision. You have to be able to hold the vision of prosperity. It's difficult because everything around you is going to tell you that that's either not possible, or even if you get it, you're going to lose it, or, you know, those days are now over. Whatever the ideas that are still floating around out there that are fear-based, if you're purposeful in your world and you have that greater purpose in your life as a man, it's going to be easier to keep that deliberate spiritual focus. So that greater purpose then translates to being purposeful in everything you do, everything that you do. I don't care how small it is. Okay. That aspect of the masculine will assist you in the kind of spiritual practices that are necessary for prosperity. Things like daily prayer, affirmations, visualization, etc., as well as the specific practices of getting your life and your world in order. That's that divine order thing we talked about in the last couple of shows. Doing the necessary things to create stability in your financial and physical world, such as paying bills on time, organizing your schedule, taking care of your physical body, managing your finances, etc. All of those very seemingly mundane things, if you're purposeful in everything you do, that stuff's going to be a snap, and that's going to pave the way for prosperity. The next quality of the masculine that's incredibly powerful in prosperity is owning your divine nature as a hero. Okay? A true hero turns to God for guidance in every single decision that he makes. And his ambitions and intentions always have an underlying theme of service to the greater good. So if you walk in the world embodying the qualities of a true hero, you are directly in line with the divine. And as we've already said, God will absolutely want you to have a foundation of wealth and security so you can do even more good in the world. Guys, it's in your spiritual DNA to be a champion. I think that's pretty amazing. And God will ensure his champion is supplied with everything he could ever possibly need. Okay? That's a given. Here's another quality of the true masculine that I think is grossly lacking in many ways in this world, and yet when I see it in men, I am astounded at the purity of it. Integrity. Being in integrity. Guys, say what you mean what you say, and do what you say you're going to do. Period. All of that makes it easier for God to give you your highest good, because you'll already be in line with it. Catherine Ponder says, get definite about your desires so your desires can get definite about you. Get definite about prosperity so prosperity can get definite about you. So being clear about who you are and what you want makes manifesting so much faster, cleaner, and more powerful. Amazingly so. Another quality of the masculine. Own your mistakes. Own your failures, own your limitations with sincere apology and without excuses, and then take right action to move in a better direction. That's that heroic thing. So this goes directly to two of the most powerful prosperity techniques, claiming the good in every situation and acting as if. So if something doesn't work out the way you want, you continue to claim the good in it and continue to hold to the vision of what you want with that deliberate masculine purpose and focus. That is totally the difference between someone who has been destroyed by what's gone on in our economy versus the people who are out there knowing, trusting that despite what's happening economically, despite their losses, despite the fear, they are going to be victorious and they're going to have the wealth and prosperity that they've always believed in. That's the one thing that's going to make the difference. Claiming the good in the darkness, a treasure in the darkness, and acting as if. Being present. That is the single, just little recap of polarity. That's the single biggest complaint that I have ever gotten from women about their men. He's not present with me. I'm talking to him and he's just not present. I'm trying to have a conversation with him, and he's watching the ball game. Whatever it is, he's not present. Presence is a huge piece of the masculine. So here's how that relates to your ability to manifest prosperity. If you're present with the idea of prosperity, and you're present in your prosperity prayers, you're present with your conversations with God, and you're present with the people and the circumstances around you, and present in every action you take, guess what? You're going to make God's job so much easier. He doesn't have to try and, you know, squeeze through all of the gobbledygook that's going on in your head. He can get clear and give you direct information so you can take direct action. So being present requires getting your life in order. That's that divine order piece. And also it requires you being willing to be heroic. A couple more points. Then we're going to take a short break and we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to talk about the feminine. Next point, lean into the mountain. Gentlemen, face down the dragon. Put your head willingly into the lion's jaws. Pick your analogy. But the point I'm making is confront your fears, large and small, and then continue the practice and practices we've talked about for releasing anything in your way of prosperity. Okay, that's being able to do forgiveness work, prayers of denial, release techniques, all of that stuff. And I'll tell you what, again, in this world right now, the fear factor is still amazingly huge. I know I've said this before, but it really does kind of shock me. I really didn't expect that it was going to hang on quite as hard as it has. People are still so freaked out about everything and expecting so much fear. And of course, fear breeds more fear. So we're still in it. Gentlemen, you can go so far in shifting that by being willing to confront your fears, face them down, and working with God. Absolutely be victorious over them. And finally, for the masculine, seek mentors. That's that tribal elder concept. This one's particularly powerful for prosperity. Find other men that you can respect, that you trust, that you can learn from, or even just icons of wealth that you can emulate. And then be willing to learn. Be willing to recognize that somebody knows more than you do. Somebody's got some great advice and you can take it and pray about it and be guided to take right action in that. But seeking mentors is really powerful. And it's so interesting because the natural, one of the natural aspects of the masculine is to, you know, not admit their weaknesses. And yet our culture's skewed that to the point where men will not even admit to themselves that they have a weakness. It's about not showing your weaknesses and about recognizing them for yourself and doing what's necessary to heal those weaknesses. The true knight, if he has a chink in his armor, you better believe he's in the ironmonger the next day having it fixed. So that's the guy's portion. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we got somebody on the phone line. Debbie in Boston, hang on, darling. We'll get to you in a minute. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Life underground.
This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. We're going to the phone lines. Debbie. Are you there? Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Are you there? Uh-oh. We're having some technical difficulties. Well, shoot. We'll try it again in a little bit. So, we are going to talk about the feminine. The feminine. So, here's the deal. The most important aspect for the feminine in this whole prosperity thing is to heal your trust issues. Okay. This includes trusting that you deserve. That's a huge one. And the reason that healing your trust issues is so huge in the realm of prosperity is because in order to manifest true wealth, true state of prosperity, you have to trust God as the ultimate hero, the ultimate protector, provider, as the source of your money, the source of your all your resources, basically. So do the specific emotional and spiritual work necessary to be open to receive God's good in your life on all levels and heal those patterns of untrustworthy people, because that's the other piece. You want to be available to draw good, supportive, loving people into your life to assist you in manifesting your desires, including prosperity. So honoring your heart is another crucial aspect for the feminine. That means honoring the desires of your heart. Remember that desires are God asking to be expressed through you. All right. So don't shut down from what you want out of fear or thoughts of lack. Basically, give God the opportunity to be the ultimate hero so that you can allow that source to be powerful for you. Another really important piece of the feminine is to honor your body. Okay. Now that also translates to honoring your physical world. And again, we talked about these different aspects of utilizing masculine and feminine energy polarity wise way back last February on the 1st and the 8th. So you can check those archives out and get that information if you need it. But honoring your body for the feminine translates to honoring your physical world. That divine order thing, okay, you're not going to be able to manifest true wealth. You could manifest money. You could absolutely manifest a big old fat freaking windfall. And then guess what? If you're not honoring your physical nature, you're going to manifest some physical problem that ends up taking all your money. And that's I can't tell you how many times that happens. It's really tragic. So taking care of your health and well-being, taking care of your financial affairs, your home, your schedule, etc., that's that divine order piece necessary for creating true prosperity. And putting yourself and your needs on the top of the food chain for once is another really important thing for the feminine. Lord knows most modern women don't do that very well. You have to create a balance of giving and receiving in order to be prosperous. If you're always giving, then you're not going to be open to receiving anything. Okay. And remember, the law of attraction, the basic physical law of manifestation is ask, believe, receive. You have to be receiving. And that's a hard one. That's a hard one for most women in particular. So also, gals, honor your emotions. And here's why that's important with prosperity. Only then can you truly know what you want and what you don't want. You cannot be open to manifesting your desires if you don't even know what they are. And to desire is to feel the longing. You have to feel it, okay? That goes back to what we talked about earlier with when you're visualizing, when you're doing the prayer work around bringing prosperity in, you have to feel like you are already wealthy. You have to feel like you're already prosperous. That's that act as if piece. That's really important. Cultivate your intuition. Ladies, I have talked about this umpty-ump times. Here's umpty-ump and one times. It's your greatest gift. It really is. It's the ultimate power tool. Intuition is the most advanced radar system known to mankind, literally. And it's also how God communicates with you. Isn't that amazing? That is exactly how God communicates. So use your intuition as the power tool it is to guide you to the people, the resources, and the situations that will create your true prosperity. You have to be willing to follow the breadcrumbs. That's a very important piece. This one is particularly true for modern women because we've talked before in the polarity classes, in the polarity classes I teach, but also in the polarity classes I give you guys in this show, we've talked about the fact that most modern women are in very masculine positions in a very masculine-oriented world. So it's important as a feminine core being to learn to lead from your natural energy, okay? Cultivate the power of the invitation and serve and support the gifts of those you lead. Remember, the feminine is love, light, emotion, and support, okay? If you cultivate those gifts and lead from that natural place, you will be tapped into your true power. And here's the kicker. Feminine power is completely magnetic. Wouldn't you love an opportunity to be able to draw things to you instead of having to chase them down and beat them into submission? I, for one, have really benefited from learning how to magnetize as opposed to having to go out there and chase it down. Here's a great little one of my favorite Catherine Ponder affirmations that's exactly about being in that magnetic feminine power. I walk in the charmed circle of God's love, and I am divinely irresistible to my highest good now. I love that one. The words are just like really orgasmic. I walk in the charmed circle of God's love, and I am divinely irresistible to my highest good now. Ladies, start using your power. One of the other power points of the feminine is shining, to literally shine God's light into the world. If you own your divine nature, you own your core, then that's the expression of God in human form, right? God is love, and the feminine heart is love incarnate. And your heart's desire is guaranteed to follow if you're willing to own that piece of it. And believe me when I tell you, to desire prosperity, that's a heart's desire, all right? That ain't a head thing. That is absolutely a heart's desire in the human. Another very important piece for the feminine, especially in our modern world, is open yourself to your tribe. Women are community-oriented creatures, unfortunately, with all of the programming that we've been dealt over the centuries, we have a tendency to be disenfranchised from the support of other women and mistrust other women. If you consciously nurture your friendships with women and allow yourself to be nurtured by them, that's practicing that receiving piece. And here's the real cool thing about that. You can utilize the power of the collective feminine. Remember, women, we have a corner on the market of that spiritual emotional pact, okay? If you get together with a group of women friends and pray together and witness for each other, I'm telling you what, you've never experienced anything so amazing as the manifestations that will come out of a collective group of women supporting each other. You also have to have fun being a girl, all right? Celebrate the qualities of the feminine and embrace your own expression of them. That's that whole beauty, you know, thing we talked about before in those polarity shows. That's going to make you feel wealthy in every way. It's going to make you feel good about yourself, which means you'll feel wealthy in every way, which is one of the most important steps in attracting prosperity. And lastly, you have to cultivate the power of asking for help. Wow. I still struggle with that one. I do. I really do. I am way better than I used to be because I have done a ton of work around that particular issue. But it's crucial to cultivate the power of asking for help, because help is also known as, asking for help is also known as receptivity. Okay. You can't receive unless you're open to receiving. And God wants you to be open to receiving all the wealth that he has for you. But that receptivity piece is absolutely crucial. So there you go. There's the whole way to work with those specific aspects where polarity is concerned. And like I said earlier, this stuff is complicated, okay? I would highly recommend that you go back, if you want, and check out those shows, February 1st and 8th, and then go back to November 1st. The show on the 1st, the show on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, the 29th, and this one all were about prosperity, okay? I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. I want to find out what you guys are doing with this stuff. Had a couple of great phone calls last week. It was so much fun to get the feedback from listeners who've been doing the prayer work and they've been working this stuff and they're getting results. That's so much fun. And I'm sorry, that's the whole point of this stuff, okay? Remember what I said earlier. We cannot do anything completely unselfishly as human beings. Of course you're going to want results. This stuff is results oriented, but you have to work it, and you have to work every aspect of it, and you have to do it deliberately. And God has to be the centerpiece. That's what I love about the whole polarity thing, because when you're working with God from that polarity standpoint, it becomes very natural. It really becomes natural. So very powerful stuff. Next week is going to be an archived show. I will be out of town. The show on the 20th, when I come back on the 20th, the day before the solstice, thanks the mystery caller that gave us that information, that show will be a psychic free-for-all holiday party. So prepare your questions. It's going to be really fun. We get to talk about the solstice coming up, what you get to do with your solstice list. Very, very magical little technique that I'll be sharing with you on that. And then I'll answer any and all questions that you have psychically that day. If you like today's show, email it to people you know who might like it too. This show will be in the archives in the next day or so. You can go to the radio show page at michellemorgan.org, click on that email button, and you can send it or any of the previous shows to people, or you can share them on your Facebook page. Would love it if you could get this stuff out there a little bit. If you love this music, who doesn't? Go to iTunes and download the songs. I'll have those up on my Facebook page listed in the next couple days. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to the radio show page at michellemorgan.org. There's a donate button, take you into PayPal, and you can help me keep living on a prayer, listener-powered, and keep us on the air. Would really appreciate that. So, again, next week, 12 noon Pacific on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Archived show, and the show on the 20th will be a psychic free-for-all holiday party. Hope all of you have a wonderful couple of weeks, and I will look forward to being back with you on the 20th. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Barbie, thanks, honey girl. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.